are going to, out of consideration for the many folks here on item number 8, bring that up to the top of our agenda. If you would, Madam Clerk.
Item number 8 from the War Memorial Restructuring Committee, providing a verbal status update on internal negotiations between the War Memorial Board of Trustees and the boards of the Marcus Center for the Performing Arts, Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, Charles Allis Art Museum, Milwaukee Art Museum, and Veterans Board of Directors. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. This item was scheduled on today's agenda to hear status reports from the constituent members of the War Memorial Board on the internal negotiations that we have asked them to conduct in an attempt to arrive at a structural reorganization that is essentially acceptable to all parties. So we'll begin the War Memorial Center's with the War Memorial Center's Board of Directors President, Mr. George Gaspar. Mr. Gaspar? And Mr. David Kurtz, my former constituent, who upon his elevation to state commander left us and moved to Portage, is my understanding.
It's
is
true.
That right?
It's true, I'll confess.
Good morning, Gaffer. Chairman.
Good morning,
Broderick. Good morning, everyone on Parks Committee.
Good morning, George.
It's a pleasure to be back here again to update you on our perspective, and also David is going to give a perspective also as a new member of the board, our board, WMC board, and a member of the executive committee. The War Memorial has taken very serious the committee's direction of May 14, and significant time and effort has been devoted to reviewing the various issues involved in this particular situation that we have to move forward on at the War Memorial and Art Museum. Considerable internal and external discussions have taken place within the War Memorial Board and committees, as well as with representatives of the Milwaukee Art Museum, which I'm sure they will make comment on. We've had two direct sessions with the chairman and the president of the Milwaukee Art Museum. Those have been held in the last month since we were here on the 14th of May. Prior to that, and I should also say that the third meeting is scheduled for tomorrow morning, Wednesday, 8 a.m. Prior to that, after the filing of the Milwaukee County audit on the War Memorial Building, there were three vision sessions, and then those broke out into seeking the veteran impact relative to what should happen on the War Memorial Art Museum campus. I consider that these meetings have been constructive and served very clearly to define very important issues and establish a pathway for us to address the facility's capital improvement needs. Our focus has been on defining short and long-term needs and defining funding sources to address those needs. It should be noted that we are addressing our differences in management concepts, and nothing has really moved forward as far as absolute approach on this. I will say that our position is that the War Memorial management should remain in the position of operating the overall campus and giving the art museum their space. With these efforts, we have compiled data on financials that have been supplied to all of you on the background of the last 11 years, for example, in terms of the operation of the War Memorial on behalf of itself and what we have accomplished for the Milwaukee Art Museum in terms of both the Saarinen Building and the Kaler facility. In addition, in terms of capital improvements, I'd like to highlight that over $13 million has gone into capital improvements in the War Memorial Kaler facility campus since 1995. That breaks down with the Milwaukee County supplying minimally $9.3 million, the War Memorial supplying about $3 million, and then Milwaukee County Risk Management detailing various efforts that had to be addressed along the way on improvements within the two campus area. And I'm pleased to report that in the financials that were given to you, we're very pleased with the growth of the income stream that the War Memorial has fostered in the last 11 years, from $372,000 to $972,000, up $600,000 or 161%. This has been critical in terms of the overall operation and what we have accomplished on that campus for both the War Memorial and the Art Museum. This has allowed us to operate without increasing the Milwaukee County tax levy, which in fact was reduced in the 2012 operating year. Very important in this discussion overview for your edification and that of all county supervisors. A historical reference point. The Milwaukee County War Memorial entered into a lease agreement in 1954, allowing the War Memorial to become a reality following the construction of the Saarinen building. It was dedicated as a memorial for men and women who died serving in the defense of our country and to honor veterans. That lease runs until 2022, with three additional 25-year option periods. Subsequently, a sublease agreements were originally entered into to permit the use of the premises by the Leighton Art Gallery and then the Milwaukee Art Institute, which were the predecessors of the Milwaukee Art Museum, to lease space in the War Memorial facility. The lease with Milwaukee County and the sublease with the Milwaukee Art Museum were reestablished in 2001 to allow MAM to take over the land to the south of the War Memorial, which was the original main entry to the War Memorial and its parking area, for the construction of the Calatrava. These agreements that were reestablished in 2001 contained strict operating rights granted to the War Memorial Center for the War Memorial campus. Further, a cooperation agreement was entered into at that time with the Milwaukee Art Museum within the structure of those lease agreements. Going forward, we are committed to continuing the dialogue with Milwaukee Art Museum and others within the context of the current leases, and in pursuit of the long-term solution in addressing the needs of the War Memorial Center and the Kaler facility and the Art Museum in general. In fulfillment, of course, of our mission to honor the dead by serving the living, those discussions must include veterans' issues and interests. I'm also pleased to tell you, as I indicated earlier, that we have two new members on the War Memorial Board of Directors, David being one of them, as adjutant of the American Legion Department of Wisconsin. And also, you will be hearing from Stan Kovacevics, who is the head of the Veterans Organization, and he has also come on our board. It is noteworthy, and I want to benchmark this. There's a misnomer out in the community about what background there is in veterans' activity associated with the War Memorial. I tell you now that 8 out of the 10 people that are represented on the War Memorial Board of Directors represent 135 years of active and reserve military service. That is a benchmark that would probably be hard to measure up to nearly anywhere in terms of an association of that many people on any board anywhere in America. Important next step in the process. I have called a special meeting of the Milwaukee County War Memorial Board of Trustees, scheduled for next Tuesday, the 26th of June, for the purpose of seeking a consensus on the direction of proceeding with our discussions and establishing an appropriate approach for all concerned. Achieving the path for a successful future is definitely a joint effort for all dedicated organizations and cannot be accomplished by one organization alone. Milwaukee Art Museum is recognized as a very important, outstanding asset in our community. And we welcome the willingness of the Art Museum to fund capital improvements and expand their campus on their grounds. And working together, we can make this happen. We are dedicated to moving the process forward and look to achieve a successful conclusion in the spirit of cooperation and compromise. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to turn to David for some comments.
Mr. Kurtz?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Mr. Gaspard indicated, my name is David Kurtz, and I am the American Legion State Adjutant, effectively the Chief Administrative Officer of our organization. We have 65,000 members in the state of Wisconsin. We are the largest veteran service organization in the state, about 6,000 of which are residents of Milwaukee County. When reports emerged about discussions at the War Memorial Center regarding the Art Museum and future plans, a number of our members, and I'm joined today by a number of them, Wayne Jensen of Milwaukee, Chuck Roloff of Milwaukee, Al Swintek of Whitefish Bay, and Pete Goosens of Shorewood, concerns were raised and brought to us, and consequently, we had a number of discussions with folks at the War Memorial Center. I had an opportunity to talk to my good friend Ray Krieger at length from the Art Museum, as well as Dan Keegan, and they provided us with quite a bit of information, and we've invited them to address our districts here in the Milwaukee area. We've got 37 posts with 6,000 members in Milwaukee County. What I have found is there are far more things in common. There's a lot of common ground. I think most everybody in the discussions are in agreement on most of the cardinal points. However, in looking at the structure of the War Memorial Corporation with the Marcus Center, Charles Alice, Villaterris, Milwaukee Art Museum, and the War Memorial Center, we're very sensitive when people talk about the veterans and making sure that the veterans are respected and that the interests of the veterans are taken into account. And we appreciate that. We're very mindful of the concern people have for veterans. But there is a constituency that is silent in this entire discussion. And I'm going to ask you to just remember two things. If you don't remember anything else from what I tell you today, I'd like you to remember a number and a name. The number I would ask you to remember is 3,472. 3,472. And the name that I would ask you to remember is Ralph Ignatowski. Ralph Ignatowski. Ralph Ignatowski was a young man from Milwaukee. He volunteered for service in the United States Marine Corps in World War II. He served with the 5th Marine Division on Iwo Jima. His company was the company that raised the flag on Mount Suribachi. 2 days after the flag raising on Mount Suribachi, Ignatowski was seized by the Japanese and tortured to death. They pulled off his fingernails. They broke his arms. They bayoneted him several times. Ralph Ignatowski from Milwaukee. Ralph Ignatowski never came home to Milwaukee to see the sunrise over Lake Michigan. Ralph Ignatowski is not here to speak to the veterans' interest, nor are the 3,471 other Milwaukee citizens who sacrificed their lives in World War II. So as this discussion goes forward, I would ask you to remember that number and that name, because The American Legion wants to make sure that their sacrifice is not lost in these discussions. As I said before, I found that there are far more issues in common between the parties than there are differences. And we look forward to working closely with Chairman Gasper and the rest of the War Memorial Center Board of Directors and to achieve something that is going to satisfy all parties. You can be assured, Mr. Chairman, that when I come before you again, and if I tell you the parties are satisfied, they are satisfied. So, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Questions of either of these gentlemen by committee members? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Gaspar, you had sent a letter around to, I believe, all of us last week, and it was indicated, it was a spreadsheet with expenses. Just so we can understand this, over the last 10 years, this spreadsheet indicates that the War Memorial Corporation has expended $11.2 million in expenses that have benefited the Milwaukee Art Museum. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What makes up that money? Where does it come from? It comes out of...
Well, it comes... It's an important aspect of the tax levy that is rendered by Milwaukee County, and if you use that $11.3 million, the total tax levy during that period of time, which accumulates 11 years, was $18,200,000. Now, how that breaks up, there's two numbers there. $6.6 million of it has gone in direct to building services that support the art museum. $4.655 million represents the direct subsidies that have passed through the War Memorial on an annualized basis and passed to the art museum. And this is an accumulative number for the 11 years. If I were just to cut out of this the year 2011, if you look at the tax levy, it was $1.5 million, and our total expenses for operation of the whole campus, including the War Memorial, was $2,477,000. The expenses to the Art Museum in 2011 represented $684,000 of direct expenditure from us in terms of all the services that we provide, and the direct subsidy was $250,000. So the total for 2011 was $934,000 on a tax levy of $1.5 million that came into the War Memorial.
Okay. One more question, Mr. Chairman.
Sure.
We heard today that there's a lease that dates back to at least 2001 between the War Memorial Corporation and the Milwaukee Art Museum. And having never seen that lease, I'm curious, does that lease call for the Milwaukee Art Museum to pay any type of expenses or to reimburse the War Memorial Corporation for any of its expenses or to pay any lease fees or anything like that?
I don't believe that there is anything in the leases that I think that originally the commitment on part of Milwaukee County in terms of the growth aspect of what happened with the advent of the Milwaukee Art Museum, the Kaler Edition in 1975, the Milwaukee County took on the responsibility of providing the various services into the Kaler facility via the War Memorial Center management operations. They're nominally along the way, the Art Museum does control various space within the Cernan building, the War Memorial itself, besides Kaler, of course, which is there. And there's some modest amount of rent that they pay from recent acquisitions of additional space within our building. But I do not believe under the original mandates of the leases that they've had to put any money directly forward from on an annualized basis. We did ask the Art Museum to extend themselves this year when we got cut $200,000, basically, give or take, in our tax levy, and we asked the Art Museum to cover half of that based on the expenditure load of $684,000 in the previous year that we expended into the Art Museum, and we were turned down by them.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I think I would just recommend that we ask for this letter to be submitted formally to the Parks Committee that Mr. Gaspar had sent us, along with this spreadsheet, because I think it's important to have this as part of the record to indicate, you know, the War Memorial Corporation has gotten a lot of scrutiny lately in regards to building maintenance and things, and there's been a lot of talk about tax levy and where we can go from the future. And I think it's important to point out that of the, you know, for example, in 2011, of the $1.5 million in tax levy that we gave to the War Memorial Corporation, you know, $900,000 or $934,000 roughly benefited the Milwaukee Art Museum and really not the War Memorial itself. So I think making that part of the record would be very helpful.
Could you indicate what percentage of that were utility charges? Because I've heard that talked about.
If the utility charges associated with the Art Museum aspect,
yeah.
You mean?
Yeah, it's sort of a pass-through, as I understand it.
Right. If I were to just quickly examine, I'll give you the latest year, 2011. Out of that $684,000 that I mentioned was the total building service pass-through on behalf of the Art Museum. The steam and electricity would be about $432,000, telephone, so it would be about $430,000.
So a very substantial portion of the pass-through that goes to the Art Museum is
for utilities.
Characterized as utilities. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. Are there other questions by committee members? Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In my education and experience, it seems that usually conflict arises out of seemingly incompatible goals, and that being a working definition, going back to what Mr. Gaspar said at the beginning of his commentary of that he believes there are differences in management concepts, I'd like to ask Mr. Gaspar, in his own words, to just explain to us what he feels the seemingly incompatible goals are between the War Memorial and the Art Museum. I have a feeling that, or a perception that the conflict that we see going on here and the need for the meetings and the changes in possible management structure, even though we're hearing about leases and dollar amounts and budget amounts, I don't think it's as financially related as it seems to be on its face, and that it's really more of a conflict of social interests and such. So I'm just curious, in his own words perhaps, what he may see as the incompatible goals between the War Memorial and the Art Museum.
Mr. Gaspar?
Thank you. Good question. I think it's, first of all, it's the historical perspective, one of what the War Memorial operation represents and how it's accomplished its mission over 50-plus years. As the operation has grown through the addition of the Calatrava, through the addition of the Kaler facility, and ongoing from there, when the responsibility accelerated dramatically in terms of what had to be the intent and operation structure of the War Memorial Management Team. It was carried out quite succinctly post that period. It grew with the issues as the Kaler building started to age from 75, and the War Memorial Management Team has dealt with a considerable number of issues that have been relatively successfully accomplished over the last 3 to 4 years. In growing that team effort, we view our position as being in the best position from Milwaukee County's point of view and looking at its continuing responsibility in the whole campus, that here we have a management team in place that can certainly handle the capital, the management with Milwaukee County in terms of accomplishing the required capital improvements if when authorized and approved by Milwaukee County and from other funding sources, we would hope. It would seem that in our posture of the, we have been dealing for years with construction issues, management issues. We have the team. I think that as the War Memorial stands for what it does, that that team can provide the services necessary to be the solution of the over management, the overview management for the campus. As we have indicated to the art museum, it's an art museum, and they're very creative, and we're excited about their enclosure of the sculpture garden. That has been an issue that has been addressed along the way in terms of some moisture content leaking. That seems to have abated. The closure of the sculpture garden, the refinishing of the deck of the War Memorial Fitch Plaza and going out beyond, and the art museum's interest in building an atrium to the east toward the water are very exciting. They believe that they can speak for themselves on what they think they can raise for this effort. But we still maintain that we're postured to be a success for them in terms of the operating and an overview on everything that has to be done from their point of view and what they want to accomplish. And we are dealing with this daily, and I think that I send Milwaukee County a message that you have a team in place that can do the job. What we need to do is to perform on behalf of the art museum, and we think we can do that.
There's a matter of the structural relationships between the county, the War Memorial Corporation, and these five subgroups that make up. So in terms of which tenants' interests are going to be served or how those interests can be balanced, I think that's really where we start really looking at the structure. And that's important because there are legal relationships between the county and the corporation and these subgroups that comprise the corporation. And I don't think that, philosophically speaking, there is much more in common than there is in opposition. But there needs to be a structure in place, and the legal requirements as it was structured in 1957 need to be observed.
Thank you.
Further questions by committee members? I have a few. It's my understanding, Mr. Gaspar, that the board has not met in some time. You made reference to a special meeting that's scheduled for when, next week?
Next Tuesday.
Is that the annual meeting?
No. It's a special meeting.
Don't you normally hold an annual meeting?
Yes.
When is that normally held?
It's normally held, was held last year in May, a year ago. And it was scheduled for late May, and it was the day after we were here on the 14th of May, based on what was going on in terms of the mandate that came from this committee that was saying that the Art Museum and the War Memorial should go back into discussion to see if you could resolve this. It seemed incorrect to have the annual meeting of the of the corporate board until such time as there was some evidence of a solution. And so under authority, I canceled the meeting and decided just to hold it off until we were further down the road here.
Normally, elections would be held at that point for new officers and so on.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Since the War Memorial...
A special meeting is... the special meeting notice, it was out last night, mailed to the corporate board, mm-hmm. and it covers the work that we're trying to accomplish.
And your intention on the annual meeting is to hold it when?
The annual meeting, there is also on board a proposal to extend the terms of the current officers 6 months.
So six months out?
Yes.
Well, in the absence of a meeting of the War Memorial Board, I just want to rest assured that your specific positions that you've taken in this, who has authorized them? If the board has not met, mm-hmm. And the board normally does meet, but it has not, have the positions and the reasons for the position you've been discussed with the membership, and have they authorized your taking the positions essentially that you're presenting today?
George. My understanding of this is that the corporate...
I was directing that question to Mr. Gaspar. I'm sorry, Dave.
Okay.
Would you repeat that again?
Since the War Memorial Board has not met, mm-hmm. Have your actions as presented today or the positions you've taken, do they reflect the thinking of the board, and have they authorized you to take those positions?
Up to now, no, and that's why we have a special meeting called for next week to accomplish that.
Mr. Chair?
Then, Mr. Kurtz?
If I could, it's important. There is this distinction between the corporate board and the War Memorial Center Board of Directors, and my understanding is this corporation has the Charles Alice, the Villa Terrace, the Art Museum. It's made up, 80% of this is not involved in the veterans' issues. So the War Memorial Center Board is really what George has been largely talking about, and not the corporate board. Well, George wears two hats.
What we're involved in here is an effort to examine the organizational structure of the War Memorial Board, comprised of the five entities. Mm-hmm. And this agenda item specifically addresses that. And that's why I raised that concern, because I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm wondering if the constituent members of the War Memorial Board, meaning the Charles Alice Villa Terrace, the Art Museum, and so on, the Marcus Center, have indeed been consulted at all prior to taking these positions that would give the appearance of representing them as institutions.
They, on May 14, they all came before this committee and rendered their feelings about where they were at.
Well, no, that wasn't my question. My question was, have you met with them? Have you consulted with them
in the sense of
a board meeting?
We've had dialogue with the individual entities, but have not consulted on having a meeting.
Well, without a meeting and without a consensus having been forged, and of course that's what this whole process is all about, mm-hmm. It raises the question of exactly who you're representing here in terms of that board. Besides yourself and Mr. Drent. I don't want to belabor that. It's just it's a question that occurred to me, and I think mm-hmm. Supervisor Borkowski, you want to chime in there?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I can only speak for myself. Okay, I am a board of trustee, and I will tell you that I have had regular conversations with Mr. Gaspar, with Mr. Drent, okay, on many different facets of this whole thing. While there has not been any formal meeting, I've been under the impression that Mr. Drent and Mr. Gaspar contact committee members or trustees like myself. So I know that I've been in contact, and I'm comfortable with Mr. Gaspar speaking for myself as a board of trustee of the War Memorial.
Well, and I understand that, but government by impression is not what we're really involved in here, or individual relationships with the board. I was looking at more global sort of idea. But let's put that aside for the moment. You've been quoted, Mr. Gaspar, in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel as believing the charges put forward in the audit were manufactured. That was the word that they quoted you as using. And I was a little disturbed when I read that. Could you just elaborate on that and clarify that for us, what you meant by manufactured?
I don't remember making that, but I can edify our feelings on the overview of the Milwaukee County audit on our facility. This audit report that was put forth on the War Memorial, Cernan Building and Kaler, came forth after it was disclosed and approved by the corporate board that there would be an individual board of directors for the War Memorial Center to operate the War Memorial Center. This goes back 3-4 years ago in the organizational stage, and it took a considerable amount of time to get the legal language right to make sure that that effort could go forward. It was when it was disclosed to the corporate board and approved, all of a sudden the machinery started moving forward that there had to be an audit on the War Memorial Center. Okay, we accepted that. A lot of people were interviewed, ourselves included, and art museum people, and I took great exception to several things that were indicated in that audit report. I think they were misnomer. It did not give appropriate credit to what the War Memorial had accomplished over the recent 3 and 4 years of what we've been dealing with quite frankly, some poor original construction of the Kaler facility back in 1975. We have done an outstanding job, and I took a great offense, as did our management, in some of the accusations that were put forth in that report. And proceeding that forward of that report, we have taken a lot of actions in terms of accomplishing things that they've cited that we had actually in motion during the process of that report being constructed, which were not very well recognized from our point of view. Therefore, it was our feeling that this was a 1-2 job being done on the War Memorial and not in fairness. And we were, and we continue to be there doing our job, and subsequent, mind you, Mr. Chairman, of that report being filed, we have moved forward in a lot of avenues to accomplish issues that were cited at, under that report and what we've had to accomplish on our own since even back as late here as December. There was a crisis issue in early December on the south stairway leaking into a pantry area of the art museum. The art museum immediately approached me. It just so happened that Dave Drent was into surgery the that day. And we got on it. We solved it in 2 to 3 weeks. Risk management, thank you, Milwaukee County. Risk management stepped in. And we took care of it. Subsequent, the problem was solved. Just like a lot of other things that have been solved, including the north entryway, in which we kept the building open every day during construction at the request of the art museum so they could have pass-through from the north side. We managed to hold that open and do that job carefully, longer than we wanted to, but it was done.
Well, I would just say when I read that, I was a little disturbed because we here depend on audits, county government does, to assure that our actions are appropriate and cost-effective. And our auditor, Mr. Jerry Hare, mm-hmm. Was, if not last year, the year before, named National Auditor of the Year in the United States. So to call into question, the audit itself, I think for some of us, you know, it doesn't sit particularly well, and I don't want to belabor that. It's just that we have a nationally recognized auditor, and those of us who deal with audits all the time across the board understand the quality of the audits that are performed by our audit department. So it occurs to me, you know, in terms of that audit, that perhaps the fault lies not in our audit, but in ourselves, Mr. Gaspar, because we mutually are responsible for the maintenance of this facility, and I think that the county bears a real share of responsibility for the failures that have occurred. And none of us, I don't think, who have looked at this are likely to feel otherwise. But also, those who have been managing it on your end, I think, have some share of culpability, and I don't say that to instigate an argument, because the resources you've been given have been less than adequate. So that's understood. We have, I was also a little disappointed, we have yet to receive in particulars the plan that we requested from you. We've received essentially action plans from all the other entities of the War Memorial Board, and that what we asked is that key issues in the audit be directly addressed, and I think that's been perhaps less than adequate. We're trying, after all, here in common effort to save the county money, and if I understand matters correctly, the Art Museum has made several requests of your wing for complete financial details of the War Memorial budget that also have not been forthcoming. Do you want to respond to that? Did you furnish them the information that they requested in a timely way?
No, we did not, because we were working on this data plan that we wanted to get into focus for parks and the chairwoman of Milwaukee County and all county supervisors. We advised that those numbers would be forthcoming. And the question is that we're not far enough along in terms of understanding their plan to require the significance of breaking down our operating numbers. And they have not finalized the overall plan. Let them speak to that today. They've indicated they're going to raise $15 million. That's not where they are, and that's where they have to go in order to do the things that they want to do. There's additional numbers that are necessary. We want to make sure that the numbers, the reason for the numbers, beyond what they're looking at here, what's the reason for analyzing those numbers? And secondly, when do we hear a full plan in terms of how they're going to reach their objectives? Mr. Chairman, I want to say one thing. The worst thing that could happen on behalf of Milwaukee County were to render any change in that campus between the obligatory position that's in operation currently by the War Memorial Center for the Art Museum, and to change that without a total plan of financial accomplishment. There is no way, as the flag went up on Iwo Jima, that anything should happen to the War Memorial in terms of its operation without thoroughly put forward solidly what are you going to do and what can we do for you. That's the bottom line. We want to protect Milwaukee County. That's important.
Mr. Gaspar, I understand the power of emotional appeals in making arguments, but I also understand that they sometimes obscure what it is we're trying to get to. What your comments would seem to reflect, rather than the cooperative effort that this committee asked of you to go back and to arrive at your own internal conclusion that you could all live with, instead there's been resistance to the idea of cooperation, at least on the part of your entity. Based on the comments you just made, that's the feeling that I'm left with, and I'm sorry. I wish I could view it otherwise.
Mr. Chairman, we've met twice, and we're up. We are having a meeting tomorrow. We're listening to them out. We're developing our plan. But our plan says clearly that we're willing to do a lot of things, but our position is that the War Memorial Management Team should stay in place.
We understand that. Mr. Stamper?
Yes, that's what I want to ask you. You met, thank you, Mr. Chairman. You had two meetings, and you have one tomorrow, right? Next week, right?
Tomorrow, and then a corporate meeting next Tuesday.
Okay, who's in those meetings, and are you guys garnering any results?
The meetings direct with ma'am are represented by myself and Sigrid Dynak, who's on our War Memorial Board, former chief counsel of Coles Corporation, retired. Ma'am is represented by the chairman, Ray Krieger, and the president, Ken Cry. So that's the basis of the two meetings. The meetings that were vision meetings, as brought forward after the Milwaukee County audit was completed and we had to start getting together to talk about things, that joint vision committee between the War Memorial and the Art Museum involved members of our executive committee and operating staff of the Art Museum, chairman, and in a couple of other invited people that were associated with their board.
Okay, so the meetings are open to the interested parties.
Yes, well, next week's meeting, of course, is for the trustees. Is the corporate meeting is for the trustees.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Supervisor Alexander, then Supervisor Sanchez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Gaspar's comment, there is no way that anything should happen to the War Memorial, I think sheds a lot of light on the real answer to my initial question earlier, which was what are the incompatible goals between the War Memorial and the Art Museum. No way that anything should happen to the War Memorial seems to be an underlying current here. However, I don't know if everyone knows that, you know, within the county board, we have a responsibility to reply when the public says, I'd like a copy of your email, or I'd like a copy of your phone message, etc. And because we're a public entity, the public has a right to know. Similarly, I came to this board coming out of public accounting, and I'm aware that anything that's a nonprofit organization or receiving public funds must by law furnish financial information to interested users, and this is regardless of what their intent is. If their intent is to overtake you and take away every statue that is for the remembrance of someone who died in war, you still have to furnish financial information if they're requesting it, if it's a nonprofit or using public funds. If their intention is to give you $1 million towards your budget, you still have to furnish that information to them. So I just wanted to, you know, make that known, and that I have a concern beyond just the discrepancy here, that there is some sort of a disagreement and there's possible turnover or changeover in the way that things will be managed. I have a great concern that if public finances are being used for something and information about that is being requested, that financial statements don't seem to be making their way where they're supposed to go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This whole conversation is, I think, getting beyond where the point that the board has authority to intervene. Along the lines of what Supervisor Alexander said, financial information can be and has been given, but the level of detail is, I think, what the issue has been. And again, speaking as a trustee member, as Supervisor Borkowski, the whole problem here is what this boils down to is a dispute between a tenant and a landlord. There exists a lease between the War Memorial Corporation and the Milwaukee Art Museum, a lease that dates back to December 2001. And so I'm not sure, and Corporation Counsel is here today, and I'm hoping that he can shed some light on this. None of us were around back, well, I shouldn't say none of us, but back when this whole thing started. We weren't around to look at the original intention. Some of you older guys have been around quite a while. But so we're not privy to everything that happened. And I myself have never seen those leases in 2001. So what I'm afraid is that the board is wading itself into territory where it has no authority to go. We don't have, in my opinion, when you have an agreement between the lessee and the lessor, as the owner of the building, our contract is with the War Memorial Corporation, and I don't think that we have the authority to compel them to do anything that they don't take action that they want to do, or to sit here and badger them publicly and try to set them up like they're somehow some type of a failing organization and because they're trying to protect themselves. I mean, the Milwaukee Art Museum has some very legitimate issues that need addressing. Nobody's going to deny that. But I think we have a little bit of a problem here is that, you know, they need to understand that an unspoken rule that thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's building. And I think we have a little bit of that going on here. Okay. Now, we've picked on the War Memorial Corporation publicly since this audit came out. But and as you mentioned yourself, Mr. Chairman, we have the responsibility to fund the major repairs of that building. So we have starved them of the money, and now we're beating them over the head and saying that the place is falling apart. We want to get into the middle of an argument between a lessor and a lessee and turn around and take the building management away and hand it over to the Milwaukee Art Museum. And I'm saying is that that's something that we have no authority to do. And I think we need, before we proceed down this path any farther and create this chasm even bigger than what it already is, we need to hear from Corporation Counsel exactly what's within our legal rights to do, because I'm afraid that we're setting up the board here for some legal action if something turns out to happen that's adverse to the War Memorial Corporation's wishes.
I think it would be my preference to hear from Corp Counsel, but after we've continued the dialogue with the various organizations that are here appearing here today before us, so as not to interrupt the train of issues here, and we'll ultimately get to that issue, I'm sure. And Mr. Grady's in the room.
It's just the direction and the speed at which that train is going that I'm trying to control.
Mr. Stanford?
Yes. Does anybody know the highlights of the lease? Just the basic problem?
Well, I don't think it would be appropriate to attempt to review a lease in this forum. I think there are those with us who are acquainted with the lease, and we may be able to draw on their expertise as we go. But if there are no further questions for these gentlemen, I'd like to get Mr. Keegan up here to make the presentation on behalf of the Milwaukee Art Museum if he is here. Yes, sir. Please.
Chairman, if I could. And Mr. Gaspar has done a very valiant job trying to answer some questions that might be a little bit out of his bailiwick, but I do want the audience to know that besides Mr. Drent, we have Ms. Lori Kildegard, who does the actual numbers, who actually does the actual accounting, that kind of thing. And for everyone's understanding and knowledge, that if we're going to get into some specifics, I'd like to believe that Mr. Drent or Ms. Kildegard would be able to address those specific numbers questions. So I just wanted you, sure. Mr. Chairman, and our committee members to know that Mr. Gaspar has done, like I said, a very valiant job answering these questions by himself, but he has got some outstanding backup.
Right. Thank you very much for that.
I'd like to just confirm that. I've probably chaired at least 6-8 various boards in Milwaukee over my history, and I tooled around this world on the oil industry, and let me tell you something, I continue every day to be proud of the effort that goes forth with the management of Dave Drent and Lori Kildegard. I'm excited about what they are trying to do, and I have a lot of good feeling about what they can accomplish in the future.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mr. Keegan, are you present? Mr. Krieger and Mr. Fry, I believe. Mr. Chris, do you have something you
want to add? I'd just like to reassert that this property was dedicated. It's owned by Milwaukee County, and certainly everybody acknowledges that, the ownership of the property, but it was dedicated to the war dead. So I don't think we can get beyond that, nor will we.
It still is, and it will always be, is my belief.
It's the level of dedication that I think we need to bear in mind. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I say that as a veteran as well.
I don't care. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Dan Keegan, Director of Milwaukee Art Museum, and with me is Ken Cry, President of the Board of Trustees. Also present today is Ray Krieger, who is the Chairman of the Board of the Milwaukee Art Museum, the past President. I'm pleased that the veterans are here today as well, Mr. Chairman, because I think that they are getting some important information about where we are with the process. We have shared our information with the veterans. They're aware of our plans for improvements to the memorial and to restore it as part of the museum's overall plan. I guess I could sort of reflect Supervisor Alexander's comments that, it seems like we all want the same thing, and we do want the same thing. The museum has made its position very clear. We would like to partner with the county and any other entities that are willing to step up to restore the war memorial and to do so in a time frame that is consistent with the museum's plans to invest significant dollars in two buildings that we do not own. As you can imagine, this is a complex set of issues. As the audit points out and is clear, there are longstanding issues, and they need to be corrected in order for the museum to go forward with its plans. So that is, in fact, the basis of what we have done and what we have presented. We were asked by you, Mr. Chairman, and the committee to go back to work and identify our differences. There's no bad intent on anyone's part here. The museum is not accusing anyone of, in spite of best efforts, we are where we are today. But that said, I'm sorry to report that progress has not been made. In spite of our efforts to move the discussion forward in two meetings with Mr. Gaspar and Sigrid Dynek, who's a representative of the War Memorial Facilities Committee, as you heard, no information has been forthcoming from the War Memorial Management or Mr. Gaspar. And once again, no plan or counter solutions have been put forth by the current War Memorial Management or Mr. Gaspar. Furthermore, our repeated requests for monthly, both of Mr. Gaspar and Mr. Drent, for financial details of the War Memorial operating budget have gone unanswered. Mr. Cry and Mr. Krieger, Chairman of the Museum Board and President, requested this financial detail directly of Mr. Gaspar at a recent meeting. Mr. Krieger is also a member of the War Memorial Board. Frankly, it is baffling to us that our requests for the information have been repeatedly denied, given the seriousness of the situation, the opportunity before us, and the legal obligation to provide the information when asked. And it strikes me that, and maybe as we've even heard today, it's a complicated organizational structure. That, too, has been pointed out in the county audit. It almost seems like it's an organization that's been turned on its head. We believe that the recent letter of June 12th submitted by Mr. Gaspar to the County Board of Supervisors actually reinforces the Art Museum's point, namely that the current War Memorial management is unnecessarily serving as a middleman in a financial and responsibility relationship that is proportionally primarily between the Art Museum and the county. Even if Mr. Gaspar's numbers are correct, and of course they're all estimates and we haven't been given the information, but even let's assume they are correct. By his own document, 62% of the county funding to the War Memorial appropriately serves Art Museum purposes. And we are deeply grateful for that support over the years. But if the museum, in fact, occupies upwards of 75% of the Saarinen and Kaler buildings, we could also argue that that amount of support is low. So I'm not sure where that argument is taking us or why it even matters, because at any rate, our proposal likely saves the county significant money in both the near term and the long term. So again, I don't quite understand where the difference is or why the difference is in terms of the actual functional, practical liability needs and issues that are on the table. At the last meeting with Mr. Gaspar, Mr. Cry and Mr. Krieger presented the museum's plan and timeline overview for accomplishing the transition to the museum's management of the facilities. To date, there has been no response. I'm sorry to say it is increasingly clear to us that the current War Memorial strategy, the management strategy, is a do-nothing strategy. Perhaps it's simply to wait it out. Mr. Chairman, you asked Mr. Gaspar the question of what his plan was, and he immediately deflected to our plan, stating that we didn't have enough information or we weren't done with our fundraising or that we didn't have the details. As submitted to the county in the capital expense report, we have compiled extensive, detailed information at the museum's expense with multiple consultants involved. And an additional consultant to compile all of this in an objective manner from Grafe Engineering, HGI HVAC engineering study, SRI leak specialists, an air quality study, reserve advisors, which was funded by the War Memorial, all of that compiled by an outside consultant, Chamberlain Group, who put all of it on a detailed multi-year construction timeline, knowing that in order to approach the county for capital support, for which they are liable to provide, it all has to work together. So I would submit to you that we have done everything we need to do for two buildings we don't own and for the management of which we have no control. I frankly don't know what else could be asked of us in this. And the seriousness of the purpose here before us is that we have incredible risk and liability to $750 million worth of artwork contained within those two buildings, 400,000 visitors a year, and there are significant indoor air quality issues that we face that must be addressed, and per the completed county audit, clear evidence, even though it was challenged, clear evidence that there are major issues suggesting that the management must change in order for us to be both cost-effective and effective in terms of the actual conditions of the building long-term moving forward. So, members of the committee, I'm increasingly concerned about this process underway, and it's been expressed by members of your committee and the timing of the proposed changes. We are fast approaching, believe it or not, 1 year after the release of the county audit of the War Memorial and the Art Museum. The museum is acting in good faith to address the charges and directives of the audit and the subsequent resolution asking for plans. The timing of resolving this issue is critical to our master plan and the significant fundraising that lies ahead. And we have acted in good faith based on the task you, Mr. Chairman, put forth at the last meeting, which is to identify our differences. With nothing forthcoming from the War Memorial Management or Mr. Gaspar, we have no specific differences that can be identified beyond what you've heard here today. We are in absolute agreement, and I want to repeat once again, we are in absolute agreement. The Art Museum's pledge is to guarantee in writing and in perpetuity the existence of the War Memorial and the veterans' right to the use of the War Memorial. This is not about the existence of the War Memorial. It ought to be there. I have a son who is in the Army Reserves. My father was a veteran. My brother was a Marine. And in fact, ladies and gentlemen, every one of us in this room only has to look a simple step to a veteran who has served and sacrificed. And on my watch, on this board's watch of this museum, we will guarantee in writing the existence of this. So to use that as an argument that deflects away from the issue at hand, which is the preservation of two significant buildings and the significant risks and liabilities that are contained within this argument, is merely a deflection. I have the utmost respect for the veterans and the veterans that I've gotten to know, and I hope that that respect is returned. But we are proposing to invest significant dollars in improving that war memorial experience. The current management has offered nothing. We have offered to not only restore the building through our campaign effort, to add actual catalytic partnership to make this happen. The county hasn't offered that over the years. We are doing it, yes, you could call it enlightened self-interest, but frankly, we are doing it because it is the right thing to do for this war memorial, and it's the necessary thing to do for the art museum to preserve and protect that which it is charged to do. To collect and preserve the artwork so it can be presented to generations to come. But without the proper conditions of that building, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, Mr. Chairman and committee. If Mr. Gaspar is so certain that those leaks have been fixed, is this committee willing to authorize me to remove the drip pans from the ceiling with millions of dollars of artwork below? Mr. Gaspar mentioned the south stairs. We know from the Grafe engineering study that the south stairs have not been fixed properly. The expansion joint still leaks, and by Grafe's own study, was done incorrectly. Now, I have a long list of issues and challenges relative to the conditions and, frankly, the management of these buildings. But I have chosen not to make these public because I think we actually have more that we agree on than we disagree on. If we can get past this one point, and this one point is a simple one, isn't this the time to make the change given the growth of the museum, the increase in its responsibility, the conditions of the facilities, and the opportunity for us to move forward in a way that expands and improves a war memorial in perpetuity. On the eve, I might add, of two major anniversaries. 2013 is the 125th anniversary of the museum's founding. 2014 is the 100th anniversary of the start of World War I. And Mr. Chairman, you might be able to tell me more correctly than anyone, in terms of the Vietnam War, I believe it's the same anniversary, the 60th anniversary of the start of the Vietnam War.
That may be, Mr. Keegan, but I wouldn't stake my life on it.
If we can't pull this community together, if we can't get the County Board of Supervisors to agree, if we can't get all of the potential donors to come together around this, but here's our ask. Moving forward, we simply have to manage these facilities because we have the highest liability, the greatest risk shared by the county who owns the buildings, and both, frankly, the financial horsepower and the future capacity to make and keep this thing right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions to Mr. Keegan. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Keegan mentioned a relationship between Milwaukee County and the Milwaukee Art Museum, and I'm curious, is there a contract between the county directly and the Milwaukee Art Museum?
I may call on Chairman of the Board, Ray Krieger, to answer that, since he has also worked on that with Michael Best Friedrich. I think he has a pretty good scan of what that is.
Mr. Krieger, San Filippo, and members of the committee, County Corporation Council is here, and they're certainly going to give you the details, but I'll simply note that 2001 agreement was a three-party agreement, a county, a War Memorial Corporation, and the Milwaukee Art Museum. In that document, it lays out who is responsible, which party is responsible for what. Capital improvements are the responsibility of the county in terms of the funding, and obviously the pass-through on that is the WMC. So, to answer your earlier question, the parties are the county, the War Memorial Corporation, and the Milwaukee Art Museum in that document. And I'll defer to the county, your own council, for any other details on that.
Thank you. Also, you know, Mr. Keegan mentions that he's not aware of any differences between him and himself and perhaps Mr. Gaspar, but it's quite evident. One very obvious difference is that the Art Museum would like to see the War Memorial Corporation disbanded and take over control of the board, or take over control of the buildings, and the War Memorial Corporation doesn't. So there's one obvious disagreement right there. And I don't think that we should be surprised at what you perceive to be as a lack of cooperation and forthrightness with information coming back and forth. I mean, for the last several months now, and including today, you've sat here and bastardized the management of the War Memorial Corporation, basically saying that they've done an awful job taking care of the building, the place is falling apart, and then you act surprised when they don't want to cooperate with you and give you information and what can only be viewed as is, you know, a hostile takeover. And again, I want to reiterate that I believe your organization has some very legitimate concerns that need to be addressed. And I understand your urgency to get those done, but I quite frankly think you're going about it all wrong. And I think you've worked, the work that you've done so far, maybe, you know, and I'm sure unintentionally, because I know, you know, your character, and you're a very upstanding gentleman. But I think it's just drawn a farther wedge between the two. And again, I want to caution the committee that I believe that we're being dragged into an area that the county board does not have a lot of legal authority to take under. Now, it's quite clear that the Art Museum wants us to just cancel more or less our agreement with the War Memorial Corporation and just hand the keys to the place over to them. But this is an agreement that dates back to 1954, and has been recodified at least in December of 2001, if not more often than that. And so I think that before we proceed to continue to further that wedge between the two organizations, we get very crystal clear directions from Corporation Council exactly what it is we can do and what it is we cannot do before we put ourselves in a very awkward legal position.
Mr. Keegan and then Mr. Grady, could you be prepared to address that question? Thank you.
I'll defer to President
Mr. Kreis.
Yes, Supervisor Sanfilippo, if I could make one comment relative to the museum's objective as far as the War Memorial Corporation. We have, I think, clearly stated we do not want control of the War Memorial Corporation. In fact, the governance of the War Memorial veterans' activities, our opinion is that we want to support that in every way possible. Mr. Keegan had referenced the fact that we are willing to provide support in the areas of grant writing, in the areas of funding, things that can be done to enhance the overall veterans' activities within the War Memorial Corporation. Unfortunately, the structure, the way that it's put together today, housing not only the War Memorial activities and the connection of the Art Museum, Charles Alice Villateras, and the Performing Arts, we have a structure that is complicating what the end goal, I think, is. And the objective of the Art Museum, as we have talked about within our board, is to, as Dan has referenced, protect the art, but also to find the best solution for the maintenance, both near and long term, of the building. And when that solution is found, then we know the War Memorial will benefit, the Art Museum will benefit. We believe there's even opportunities for Charles Alice Villateras, as well as performing arts. So the goal here is to find a way to protect the structure and to ensure that the county gets the best bargain in terms of the maintenance and the long-term view. The art museum has the protection and covers the risks that it has, and that ultimately the War Memorial Corporation and the veterans programming is taken to an even higher level than where it is today. We think that if the War Memorial Corporation dollars are spent appropriately on veterans programming, veterans affairs, and we know not only through the history of veterans, but the new wave of veterans that we have coming through from the Middle East, we have issues with veterans that need to be addressed in many, many ways, and there's so many opportunities that we think that veterans programming, as well as what the War Memorial Corporation stands for, can be a huge provider of services and benefits, and the memorial can be protected.
Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Why is it so important then, you know, if you explain to us, why do we need to blow up the present management structure? Why could you not just take over responsibility for the portions of the building, you know, the Saarinen building and the portions, you know, of the property that you take care of, that you occupy, and assume all complete responsibility for those and leave the, you know, the main War Memorial building and the War Memorial Center alone? I mean, what would be the problem with that?
Well, the systems are tied, Mr. Supervisor. The Saarinen building, for example, is shared by both the War Memorial, leased offices up above, and the Art Museum down below. In fact, our European collections are down below. And then as you look at the Kaler Edition, which again is part of the county-owned facility of the two buildings, all of the museum occupies all of that building. And so if you add up that square footage, it's about 75% of the two buildings is occupied by the Art Museum, but the facilities are not separable by those uses. So, for example, on the Saarinen building side, the systems for heating, venting, air conditioning are in the entire space, and there's no way to separate that out. The consultant for Minneapolis for HGA determined that there's no practical way to break all that out without completely rebuilding and isolating the systems at huge costs. And so, again, given the liability and the responsibility, it seems appropriate for us to be the ones who are controlling the HVAC systems and the temperatures and the fire safety systems because of the risk and liability. I'll give you one quick example. And again, and I do apologize if my frustration has come out in terms of seeming like I'm blasting away, but it is frustrating to not have the information forthcoming, and I don't believe there's any bad intent on anyone's part, but I think it speaks to how when the finances get tight and the responsibilities are not always clear relative to the greatest risk and liability, decisions can be made by a management entity that's not the museum that aren't looking after the museum's best interest. And here's the example. There is currently a number two or a number three pump that is out on the HVAC systems. That pump provides heat. That pump has been out since the end of April. We only recently learned through our own engineer investigating this, as he monitored it on the computer readout system, that the pump has not been repaired. Now, you'll have to ask Mr. Drent why that pump has not been repaired, but here's what the consequences are if the primary pump goes out. The temperature in the galleries drops to 52 degrees, and the temperature and the humidity drops to as high as 75%. If we can't get replacement parts immediately, we're faced with an environmental condition that is problematic at best for the artwork contained within. What we're saying is, if we were managing that facility, that burden is on us. That responsibility to both monitor and correct is on us because the greatest liability is there. In an ideal world, if we were building the buildings today, it'd all be separated out. The War Memorial would have its own separate system, and we'd have our own separate system. It's not the way it is.
If I could add one comment,
sure,
to that.
Sure, but just say something quickly. I mean, things like utilities could be just divvied up, you know, on a square footage basis as far as cost reimbursements and things like that. I understand the different space, but primarily you occupy mainly the Kaler building, correct?
No, we occupy primarily both buildings. Let's, for example, walk through the space. If you come off of Mason Street into the main lobby of the War Memorial, that space is maybe 5,000 square feet. The Veterans Courtyard is at another 10,000 square feet or so. There's the Memorial Hall upstairs. Let's say is that 5,000, another 10,000 square feet, you know, and so on. Then there's leased offices. There's the veterans' use of offices upstairs and so on. But let's say it's 30,000 square feet of that space. The Art Museum occupies across all three buildings a total of 340,000 square feet of space.
Well,
if you look at the Kaler, if you take out the Calatrava and you look at the Kaler edition, that's 120,000 square feet of gallery space, plus offices, plus store preparation space, plus storage. I mean, it's a very big building. And for the War Memorial, if you walk those galleries on that lower floor, that's a significant amount of the square footage, plus the offices that are occupied by the museum. So the lion's share of the space is the art museum.
If the primary concern is the well-being of the art collection, the majority of the art collection is in the Kaler building. Again, I just go to the point where I think that why you could just take over the Kaler building and assume all responsibility for that and not have to wipe out the entire place. But
well, if I may,
please.
And here's the example again. The south stair area, in which a repair was recently made by the current management, was not adequate. It still leaks, and the expansion joint, as determined by Grafe Engineering, was done inappropriately. That was not under our control. So we still have, and underneath those south stairs is masterworks of European art worth tens of millions of dollars. It's why we've not been able to pull the drip pans out, because we're not certain where the next leak is or where the next problem is going to be.
Mr. Cry, you had something to add?
I did. I wanted to add a comment regarding the process that we went through and how it impacts the overall view of the property management. As a result of the audit, we had engaged, as was previously mentioned, a number of engineering firms to assess HVAC, structural, a number of different areas of the properties. And this was authorized by the board of the Art Museum to ensure that we fully understood what the problems and challenges were in terms of the facilities. As we got into that and started looking at the numbers and the estimated costs, we then brought in an additional consultant to look at the project and to make a determination of what would be the best sequence of events in terms of changes, what would be the best way from a cost standpoint, and we are very focused on costs and how this process could take place. But as we got into it, doing all of the maintenance work as well as the renovation work at one time in a coordinated fashion, as opposed to separating the pieces into what might be deemed War Memorial or Art Museum or other, it was determined that the most efficient way, not only for the county but for the museum and the War Memorial, was to have an integrated program. And that's why we spent the time and the effort on the engineering studies, and having a coordinated approach to the management of the building, we think is probably the most efficient and ends up in terms of, as a Milwaukee resident and county resident, I'm very interested in what costs we have. So that was a very important part of the process for us. And we believe, as was submitted in our capital projections and in the capital request that was initially submitted, that reflected process as well as sequence, and those dollars are all incorporated into that overall capital piece. So there is some efficiency to be gained by managing the buildings in a collective way. There are some opportunities, we think, that create some savings in terms of the capital improvements, and we think long-term that benefits the county.
Other questions by supervisors? Supervisor, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you all for coming and speaking with us today, both our current speakers and our other guests. Mr. Keegan, one of the concerns that we've heard is that were the art museum to take over the management of the War Memorial facilities, that the War Memorial would be pushed out the door, or it'd be deemed of lesser importance, or it might even cease its function. How can you address those concerns for us, sir?
Well, I think as supervisor, as I mentioned earlier, we would propose that this would be in the written new lease agreement, and I think therefore we'd be contractually obligated, and we would guarantee that the right for the War Memorial to exist in perpetuity, the use of the space of the War Memorial, that space allotment, the veterans' use, etc. I think that's a fairly straightforward, easy thing to do, and we would do it anyway. The Board of Trustees, as do I, see the War Memorial as a great asset adjacent to the lake and the Art Museum. And in a restored form with an enhanced experience, I think it even becomes more so. So I see no issue there with guaranteeing that in perpetuity. I assume the county would agree to that.
I think so. That is a reasonable statement. Now, would the Art Museum's plan save taxpayer dollars, and how would it do that?
Well, we believe it will, and we believe it will save significant dollars in two ways. One, as I think you know and we've presented, the actual restoration plan, timed to the museum's master plan, saves the county significant dollars in the neighborhood of $4 million if we add up all of the various components which the county would be liable for if we were to do nothing. That includes the entire east wall of the Kaler Building that has to be replaced, the foundation leaks, the roof system over the sculpture court to guarantee and ensure that it's not going to leak, and et cetera. The Fitch Plaza leak areas will be taken care of with the construction. So we think those savings are significant in that regard for this immediate project. Longer term, we believe that there are savings, significant savings, through a consolidation of effort if that facility management is shifted to the Art Museum. There are two directors currently, there are two facilities managers, there are duplicate staffs, duplicate contracts, etc. This is what we were hoping for in our request for the financial details, to be able to really glean through all of that information and come up with an appropriate plan specific to the finances to see what actually might be possible. And so we hope that that will be forthcoming at some point. And perhaps Supervisor Sanfilippo said it best that, maybe if we could figure out how to get the board together and the constituent groups together, but as you heard, we haven't met. And so maybe that's an appropriate critical next step. And I, of course, am pleased that we're going to have that meeting next week, and maybe that's the key starting point here. But I needn't remind all of you, but I will, that the War Memorial Corporation is us. It's county representatives, it's constituent group representatives, it's community representatives, etc. It's us, and I guess if we decide that this is the appropriate thing to do, then we could do it. And maybe that's a question to pose back to legal counsel, I don't know, but... so anyway, I thank you for your question.
That might be an appropriate segue. you have another question.
Yes,
sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Keegan, has the board of the Milwaukee Art Museum authorized you and your board president to act on the behalf of the museum in these matters?
Yes, all of this, our master plan, our proposal for capital improvement support, and as you can see here with representation with the president of the board and the chairman, all of this was presented to our board and approved unanimously, including authorizing me to act on behalf of the museum, working with the chairman and president of the board.
Okay. And as the chairman of the board, as Supervisor Haas, I can tell you that the board has been thoroughly briefed. We have kept up to date on all of these issues and all of these matters. And the board takes a very, very serious interest in this entire proceeding. Understand the problems, the risks, the liabilities, the complicated structures, the sensitivities. We have a lot of veterans. We have 21,000 members, and you can believe a large percentage of those members are veterans and their families. So this is not a small question for us. It's a very, very important question. And they are up to date. Everyone here is duly authorized to speak on their behalf.
Thank you, gentlemen. Veterans, thank you for your service. I think we will be able to accomplish a satisfactory resolution to this complicated issue. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Mr. Grady, if you could come up and address these, I hope they're not premature questions.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. I don't think now is the time or the place to get into a minutia and fine detail about their leases, but I would like to make a few sort of broad comments. First of all, the way I understand the arrangement, and I was not involved in any of this before a few weeks ago, but the way I understand it, the three parties, the county, the War Memorial Incorporated, and the Art Museum, jointly entered into an agreement. The agreement is a lease from Milwaukee County to the War Memorial Incorporated for the buildings and the land on which they sit, all the area. There is then a sublease from the War Memorial Corporate Board to the Art Museum for the Calatrava and the space within the Kaler Building and the Saarinen Building for the space they use. So it's correct, I think, to say that the county doesn't have a direct lease relationship with the Art Museum. Our lease relationship is with the War Memorial Board. It's also correct to say that the county, through the lease itself, doesn't have the ability to force a change in the lease. There is no termination clause on the behalf of the county. There's a termination clause on behalf of the War Memorial Board, but not on behalf of the county. The county does not have the ability to force a change in the management structure as it exists now in terms of management of the buildings through the lease. However, the county does have, obviously, other options. I think the board is probably aware of this fact, or we wouldn't be here, because if a majority of the board wanted to force something and they had the ability under the lease, they'd just do it. I think we're here because I think people recognize that we don't have the ability to force these things. We're trying to get cooperation. And so the board does have other options. The board obviously always has the purse strings, always has budgetary authority and the amount of money it grants to the War Memorial Corporation. It has the statutory structure it can look at for the War Memorial Corporation through state statute. So there are other options, but not options through the lease itself. I would also reiterate that the lease is with the War Memorial Board. It is not with the Veterans, I'm not sure the exact precise title, but the Veterans Services Board or the subsidiary organization. And what I think, to follow up on the chairman's comments, is that it's unclear right now to me whether we've heard from the War Memorial Board. The War Memorial Board is comprised of citizen representatives, the various sub-agencies, the various museums that are part of the War Memorial Board. And as was pointed out, apparently there has not been an annual meeting of the board. And so I don't know that we've heard from the War Memorial Board, our actual tenant. What we've heard from is the Veterans Organization that is a subsidiary, if you will, or a subgroup to the War Memorial Board. And so I think part of the problem is you don't have an official response from the War Memorial Board to your request for information, your request for a response. And so I think that's part of the issue that you have. That board needs to meet and discuss these things and respond to this board, the county board committee, and the board itself. And so I think that's part of the problem, is that your lease is with a specific tenant, and the tenant is really a lot of the people in this room, not just the veterans. It's the Art Museum, it's the Charles Ellis, it's the Villa Terrace, it's citizens, it's a whole number of people who've comprised that board. And what I don't hear is a response from that board. So, and back to the original question, I think, as I understand it, in simplistic terms, I would say that the county board does not have the ability under the lease to force the change, to force the War Memorial Corp to change the terms of the lease in terms of management of the buildings. But I think what I'm hearing is the county, at least this committee, trying to ask those entities to talk about that and do it cooperatively in the same fashion that they did it back in 2001. Whether that's what the Art Museum wants or whether that's some other solution. There are more than one solution, I think. I'm not a policymaker, but I think there's more than one solution. But there are cooperative solutions, not mandated forced solutions through the lease agreements. So I hope that helps.
Thank you. I think that's helpful guidance for us as we proceed. Supervisor Jurczyk would like to be heard from.
I know it's been long, Chairman, and I will promise to keep my comments fairly brief. Having been the original sponsor of the request for the audit, and also having been co-sponsor with Supervisor Mayo, the resolution requesting that these bodies get together and offer a solution to this committee, we are getting well past that time. And we just heard from Corp Counsel, and it's true, we have a lessor-lessee relationship, the lessor being the county, with all responsibility for the facilities, and the lessee having all the responsibility for maintenance, but being compensated for all of that by the county. I beg the parties not to leave this issue languish until we get to budget, where we do have the power of the purse. I applaud the chairman for trying to get the parties to work out the solution, because I think they will have the best solution. But we certainly need to get this resolved. And I think everyone has pretty much ignored the major issue, which really started the audit in the first place, which is the deferred maintenance. And, you know, in all due respect, I heard the comment that the management team is doing a good job with the help of Milwaukee County and risk management. The minute you state risk management, what you are stating is we're putting out fires. And that has been the case. We're putting out fires, and we need to resolve this. And I have a problem when I get to budget having someone from Portage County and someone from Mequon telling us that ultimately it's going to have to be the property taxpayers of Milwaukee County to step up to the plate if we don't get a compromise. So I'm begging people, please get this done by June, July at the latest, so we don't have to deal with this with the power of the purse strings, because that's really where the power lies for the board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Weishaupt, we still have others that we want to get to.
Right. I just to my colleagues on the board, just at our last meeting, all the entities were here. They gave short presentations. They were asked to go back and to discuss the situation. I think it's a little jumping the gun here to kind of claim that somehow discussions haven't taken place and that they aren't working towards a solution. Every solution, especially to a very complicated problem that this is going to take some time. So I don't think that we should come here and poison the well in a solution. And in fact, Chairman, when I came and asked why this was on the agenda, because I was surprised, you need some time for the solution to develop. And if we look at this in reality, the real solution and the heart of the problem has been for the last 8 years the flatline funding of the War Memorial by the Milwaukee County Board in the name of saving tax dollars, and last year's cut of $200,000. So we own the War Memorial buildings. We own the complex. And if there is a problem with deferred maintenance, we only have to look at the mirror ourselves and say, why haven't we put that much money into a capital budget? In fact, it was the county board that decided to spend $8 million to build a swimming pool rather than invest in the War Memorial Center. That was our decision. That wasn't the War Memorial Corporation's decision. So to try and blame, you could say, our agent or an organization for our failures is inappropriate. And I think we ought to give some time for these entities to come together and have a positive solution rather than, kind of lambasting them in the public. Because I think it was a bit off on the timing that we even have this item today. But I just wanted to keep focus that the good, if we should focus on the budget, because if everyone is really committed, we should be putting a minimum of $5 to $6 million into the capital budget specifically for the War Memorial. And I would gladly support that.
Thank you. I'd like to now hear from Mr. Stan Kogaskevich. I blew it, Stan. Koga Kavits. I know. And would you state your title for us, sir, so that we better understand your organizational...
Chairman Broderick, Supervisors, thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm Stan Kokavich. I'm the chairman of the Milwaukee War Memorial Veterans Board of Directors. The board is made up of delegates or representatives from 14 veterans organizations in Milwaukee County. Monday, we are going to entertain accepting the American GI Forum, which is a Hispanic veterans organization, and why they haven't approached us or why we didn't approach them for membership a long time ago, we don't know. Anyway, last week, and I probably wouldn't have done this if it hadn't been for this meeting, but last week I met with Dave Drent and Dan Keegan and asked them for a tour of the buildings, and so I could actually see what was wrong with them. And I've been back in Wisconsin. I was born and raised here. I've been back for 12 years. I've been at several functions at the War Memorial, but when you're at a function, your focus is on the function, not on the building. And if you want a testament of things I don't notice, ask my wife. But anyway. So they took me around and showed me what was deteriorating, what needed to be fixed, what had been fixed. Things have been repaired, temporary repairs, all this stuff, and you know, there's things that have to be done here, and you know, the War Memorial Board's function is to make sure that, and however this shakes out, the veterans and the purpose of the War Memorial is not forgotten. For it to continue as a War Memorial, not just in name but also in action. I heard. Discussion about how much space is occupied by who, and after my tour, because I was taking places I didn't even know existed in those buildings. I stood outside and I look at what I normally travel through that building. It's like an iceberg. There's a whole lot. If you don't get the tour, you don't see. So hopefully we're going to come to some kind of solution to preserve this building or buildings, preserve the art, and the veterans will have a voice in this.
Questions? I have a few. You heard Mr. Keegan's reassurances about contractually guaranteeing the existence of the War Memorial and, in fact, I guess the enhancement. Are there other needs aside from that you feel... veterans need?
Well, I got to present this to my board Monday night, and I thought about it with me. He made up a matrix of what his plan was as far as, you know, the veterans and what their involvement would be and what would be available to them. In our tour, he offered their auditorium, which I didn't know was there. I'd only been in the Art Museum once before, and some conference rooms that, you know, if we would have known they were there, we might have asked for them. But, you know, so, yes, I think he is going to be, his projections are veteran-friendly.
Would it be fair to assume that what matters most to the Veterans Board is that the facility is being restored and well-managed as opposed to who's doing it?
We have not discussed as to who's doing it, and I really rather not comment on that right now.
No, that's fine. I'm just kind of probing a little bit to get some of the deeper feelings here. Do you and the veterans groups that you represent feel that you've been appropriately respected by Mr. Keegan and the Art Museum, and your concerns are being treated with a serious...
He has kept us abreast of all his visions. He presented a few PowerPoints. When Jenny Holzer, I believe her name is, was brought to town, she also made a presentation to the board. So we've been kept abreast of what was going on there.
I guess, finally, are you aware of any existing plan by the current War Memorial Management to raise funds or to restore the memorial?
No, but we haven't asked.
Okay,
so
fair enough.
Um,
I think I'll let it rest. Thank you so much for your comments.
Well, thank you. This is starting to heat up. So that's
I think, given the hour, Ms. Costello and Mr. Matthews, Marcus Center, and Charles Ellisville Ferris, if you could come forward together.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman.
Maria Costello, would you introduce yourself so the listening audience knows who's at the mic?
Maria Costello, Executive Director of the Charles Allison Villa Terrace Art Museums.
Paul Matthews, President of the Marcus Center for Performing Arts.
Good. You, are there questions of these two folks by committee? Are there statements you'd like to make?
I'd like to, if I could, make a few comments. Obviously,
sure.
We were asked as a member of the War Memorial Corporation Board of Trustees to submit our position on a couple of things. One on the sort of the condition of the building, the issues that were raised in the audit, and then on the Board of Trustees itself, on the organizational, the governance structure. And I think it was very important this morning. It was new information, actually, to clarify the legal position. The question you asked Supervisor Sanfilippo of Corp Counsel. To get an understanding, a clear understanding of where your authority is and isn't in this area. But I think that's important information going forward. And we just learned of the meeting last night of the Board of Trustees for next week, so I'm encouraged by that to have a discussion on that, and we're represented there. I think we're going to have to internally clarify the issue because of the annual meeting being postponed. I think there's some vacancies there, and we need to clarify that as part of this issue. But nonetheless, it's important that meeting occur. In thinking about this and thinking about some comments we had made originally, I think just to clarify, it seems to me that, and we still do believe that fundamentally in terms of the operations of the building itself, and I want to distinguish between the physical plant and the programming. And I'll get more clear about why I want to make that distinction. But in terms of the physical plant and the operations of it, I still do think it makes sense to look at having the art museum manage the physical plant. I think that's important. We don't need to go back over those arguments. Given their investment there, I think that that's an important step to take. It's also, I think, a good business decision for Milwaukee County in that you can leverage significant private dollars to preserve your asset for which you've rightly acknowledged you have responsibility for. But I make the distinction between that and programming and what goes on inside the dedicated spaces of War Memorial. And last Thursday, on June 14th, we had our third annual Flag Day at the Marcus Center out in our grounds. It's a free event, and we get a lot of great help, particularly from our good friend Joe Campbell. It was a great event, but it was poorly attended. Most of the people in that audience were veterans or families of veterans, and that's a good thing in and of itself, but what it tells me, two things. One is we need to keep doing this event because more people have to appreciate Flag Day, and secondly, we need more help as a member organization and advice on veterans programming and how to commemorate veterans. We are, at the Marcus Center, a war memorial, and that will not change. I've been asked the question if we're building a new parking structure, which we want to do, a new redevelopment, try to wean ourselves from public support. Does that mean we're not a war memorial? No. We are a county war memorial and will continue to be. But on the programming side, it seems to me that if we could look at a model, then would say, well, then we do need, it's sort of what is your staff going to do at the end of the day? And I think we probably can make better use, as I see this as a member institution, of staff focusing on programming for veterans, which I think we could all agree needs a lot of improvement, as does what the War Memorial Center itself has and is in terms of a physical memorial. And so I make that distinction because I think that we at the Marcus Center could use some additional staff help in that regard. And some advice on that. And I've asked for that before, so I think that it's important to make that distinction between the two. Because what I'm not hearing is that the art museum wants to discontinue this space as a war memorial. It's about management of physical space and what's the best way to do that. But that's different than the programming and the activities and the help that we need to look across all of our member institutions and make them better war memorials than they are today. So I would just offer those comments to you in terms of consideration, and we look forward to that meeting next week to clarify a lot of this.
Ms. Costello?
First of all, I agree with what Mr. Matthews says, and my board also feels very strongly about the physical entity of the three buildings managed by one group. And again, that does not take away from what the War Memorial itself does to do vets programming. I'm sure you're all aware that we are in the process of becoming our own 501c3 at the bequest of the War Memorial Board of Trustees in December of 2010. As of the end of this month, we're the only group left that our financials fall under the WMC, and we will be taking over our own financials as of July 1st. As with the other entities, we also are a War Memorial, and we do veterans programming. We work with the VA, and three times a year we have a four-week program with the vets. All of them are suffering from post-traumatic stress. Many of them are homeless. Under no circumstance would we ever discontinue that programming. We have to cap it each time at 20 veterans. We are always full. We are always asked how many more of these programs we could do. Frankly, if we could afford to do it 50 weeks out of every 52, we would continue to do it. So, you know, we have no desire to not continue to work with veterans programming in any way, shape, or form. Our goal is to try to increase it every year, not decrease it.
Thank you. Are there questions by committee of either of these folks? Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Mr. Matthews and Ms. Costello, for joining us today as well. These questions are directed to the both of you. Has anything changed in your plans since our last meeting? Anything we should that we need to be aware of here?
There hasn't been any change for us, and frankly, I think I'll speak for myself and not for Paul, but obviously, because we don't share physical space with the War Memorial, it's very different than the Art Museum. We're going on status quo, the presentation that we gave to you last month. Again, we don't see changing anything in the way of that we're doing for veterans programming other than to increase veterans programming, and we are in the process of looking at, you know, the 501c3 for us, which I believe you've had since 2005, offers us an opportunity to actually increase our funding and our grant writing and our appeals, which is what we're trying to do. So we, like everybody else, took a cut last year. We anticipate that at some point the county is probably going to say to us, you need to take further cuts, and we're doing everything we can, long-range planning, to make sure that we are financially responsible and that we are moving towards being able to stand on our own 2 feet with little, if any, support from the county.
Mr. Supervisor, I don't think our plans have changed, but I think how we look at this issue has changed. We have been for a while here talking about both the physical plant and who should manage the building and about the Board of Trustees itself. I think they're certainly related, but they're two separate issues. The more critical issue today, especially looking forward for your budget in the fall, is the building itself and the physical condition. What are the county capital dollars going to have to be? What kind of private dollars can you leverage? That issue needs to be resolved. But I think that we should take more time. We, and I say we as a member institution of the Board of Trustees, should take more time and deliberation about what the role of that organization should be and the future should be, because there's no question that we need an entity. And I'm not just talking about our personal experience at Flag Day last week, but in general, we need an entity that's going to work and work harder than it has to help us commemorate veterans as we go forward. So I think those are really two separate issues, and it might help us to maybe take more time with how the Board of Trustees should be constituted and what its mission should be versus the physical plant itself.
Very good. And I think, Mr. Chairman, I appreciate the separation. It's a good point. I think the physical plant is a matter unto itself. It's a very important matter. It's critical to all these facilities, of course. You earlier separated that from the programming that happens within the facilities.
Correct.
And then also there's the management, which is its own matter. They're all interconnected, but I appreciate you helping us shine some light on them to differentiate the three things. So, Ms. Costello, as you indicated, then programming for veterans would continue. If you could, by golly, you would sure do more. So
absolutely.
I will try to look to that for the upcoming budget. So. Okay. Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, and thank you both for your participation today. Ms. Forhurst, are there comments you'd like to add?
Thank you.
On behalf
Thank
of
you.
The executive?
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I just wanted to let you know that the county executive, his primary goal is to continue to honor the dead by serving the living through the War Memorial Corporation. And the commitment of the member organizations to not only honor that number we learned today, the 3,472, but also the men and women who have returned and or are currently serving our country. The management, we just wanted to clarify, the management structure of the building doesn't necessarily change this commitment. As a board of supervisors and a county executive, we can instill in the lease a commitment that honors those individuals both in memory and in service. And being stewards of taxpayer dollars that contribute significantly to operational and capital budgets of these organizations, this is something that we should have a very clear understanding of and scrutiny of, because as we all know, tax levy is shrinking every year, and as things can get balanced and more appropriately allocated, we should always be looking for that opportunity. And we hope that the War Memorial Corporation will continue to work together and come to an agreement that continues that deep commitment as well as helps the taxpayers of Milwaukee County.
Thank you very much. Are there further questions? After having heard today from all parties involved here, I think it's clear that we have a problem. We need a solution. We hope that the entities will continue their negotiations, but they should understand that the board will be moving ahead in search of its own solutions to this problem, and that foot dragging is not going to be helpful to anyone's position. So we hope that cooperation becomes the order of the day, that you sit down and to speak with one another earnestly regarding your mutual needs, and bring we will perhaps be calling you back together. But it's my sense that we have enough information to be able to forge a reasonable agreement here, absent one that is brought to us in short order. So we're expecting that in short order. And failing that, understand that we will be working on a collateral sort of solution as we proceed forward. Is there anyone else who wants to be heard on this before we move on to item number 4? Thank you all.